I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, another lesson with Lita. Our friend Lita Baker from the American Language Center at the University of California at Los Angeles. This time she explains two features of pronunciation that help create the sound of American English, linking and blending.
Linking refers to the situation where you have a word that ends in a consonant and the next word starts with a vowel. And when that happens in English, we don't put any pause between the two words, but instead we link them or connect them so that they sound like one word. And a lot of times when this happens, it's in, for example, two-word verbs where you have a verb followed by a preposition. So something like come over becomes come over.
Come over to my house.
Right. There's a lot of examples I can give you that start with the word shut. For example, shut up becomes shut up.
Not very nice.
No.
Not very nice. Shut out. Shut out.
Keep someone away.
Mm-hmm. Shut in. Shut in.
Someone who stays home all the time.
Uh-huh. And what do we do when the water's running?
Shut off.
Shut off. Right. So all of those are examples of words that end in consonants, right? The T sound. And the next word starts with a vowel. So we run them together and they sound like one word. Here's a great example where you have a whole sentence where one word ends in a consonant and the next one starts in a vowel. Put it in a box. Imagine how that sounds to a person who's learning English. Okay, well, they can read it, put it in a box. But when we're talking fast, that's not how we say it, right? We say, put it in a box.
It sounds like pudding in a box.
That's right.
That you
would eat. And there you go. It would be very confusing for a person learning English to try to tell those two things apart. Now, linking also occurs when you have words that end in vowels, and the next word begins with a vowel. And in that case, we sometimes insert like a little Y sound or a little W sound between them. So an example of that would be something like the end of. That's what we would read. But we say the end of.
The end of the year.
The end of the book.
Yeah. Right. And here are some phrases where there's a little W sound between the two words. You are late.
You're late.
You can contract it and say you're, but you can also say you are, you are, you are. Hear that W?
Uh-huh.
Or show us, show us. Or how are you? It's actually not that hard for people to understand the second case of linking between vowels, but it's the consonant to vowel situation where sometimes it's very hard to tell where one word starts and the other word ends. Now, blending means that when you have a word that ends in a sound and the next word starts with the very same sound. And then it's, again, very hard to tell where one word ends and the next one starts. So, for example, bad day, right? June 9th, hot tea, right. And then there's some very common ones like phone number, left turn, orange juice. What do you think that is?
Orange juice.
Right. Very hard to separate the two words. And you know, you can tell how normal it is when you hear it done unnaturally. I went to a choir rehearsal to hear this big professional choir rehearsing. They were working on America the Beautiful, and the director told them to put a little separation between every word. And so what came out was something that sounded like this. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies. You see how unnatural that sounds?
But you're saying it. When you sing it, it sounds a lot different.
Yeah, how did it sound when they sang
it? He told them to sing it that way because he wanted the audience to be able to make out every word. So he had them over-enunciate on purpose.
Did it sound okay?
Well, it made it very easy when they were singing to understand the words, yes. But you would never talk that way. You would say, oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, not for amber waves of grain.
Author and English teacher Lita Baker suggests one way to learn the differences between written and spoken American English is through the Internet, by listening and reading along with radio scripts. You'll find our programs at voanews.com/wordmaster. And our email address is word at voanews.com. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.